Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. Edith Stein, otherwise known as Teresa, Blessed by the Cross. She was born into a German Jewish family in 1891, and as a young woman, she studied under Edmund Husserl, the creator of a system of philosophy called phenomenology. Now, this was a very important philosophical development because for many hundred years, people like Descartes, Hume, Kant, Nietzsche, and others claimed that we cannot know reality. We cannot know the truth. So there's no use in even trying. But phenomenology said that was crazy. We can indeed know reality through our direct experiences. We can know truth. And this includes the possibility of encountering and knowing God through our experiences. And this philosophical training paved the way for the conversion of Edith Stein. She would visit her friends for weeks at a time at their farm, and one evening, she went through her friend's library looking for something to read, and the book she chose was the autobiography of Teresa of Avila. And once she started, she couldn't put it down, and she stayed up the whole night. And when she finally finished it the next morning, she said to herself, "This is truth." And this experience led her to buy a catechism and then a missal, which she studied thoroughly. And then she started going to Mass. And then she went to the priest and said, "I want to be baptized." And he said, "Whoa, this takes time and preparation." So she said, "Okay, test me." And she could answer everything. So she was baptized on January 1st, 1922. But it made me ask myself the question, am I as committed as she was to feeding my soul with truth? Do I spend time really learning about God and my Catholic faith? And in what ways have I given into a life of distraction by spending too much time in news and entertainment, things that don't really feed my soul? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
For about the next 10 years, Edith became a very influential philosopher, writer, and lecturer. But in 1933, Hitler ordered that all Jewish professors be removed from their positions. Now, Edith was offered a chance to escape Germany to South America and to go there and teach, but two things stopped her. First, she attended a Eucharistic Holy Hour at the Carmelite Convent in Cologne. About this experience, she writes, "I spoke with the Savior to tell him that I realized it was his cross that was now being laid upon the Jewish people, that the few who understood this had the responsibility of carrying it in the name of all, and that I myself was willing to do this, if he would only show me how." And I left the service with the inner conviction that I had been heard. As Christians, we are invited by the Savior to take up our own cross. Those things we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change, to accept them and offer them up for the salvation of our loved ones and even strangers. As many of our loved ones and the world at large have distanced themselves from Christ, are we willing to accept and offer up crosses for their salvation? Or will we just keep trying to complain them away? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second thing that stopped her from going to South America was this. For a long time, she had the desire to become a Carmelite nun, but the abbot refused because he thought she could do more good for the world by her contribution as a Catholic philosopher, writer, and teacher. But now, thanks to Hitler, the door to the academic world was closed, and Edith knew that God, in His providence, was guiding all things for good. So if one door had closed, it could only be that God was opening up a better door, the door of the Carmelite monastery. And so she writes, "There is nothing to regret about the fact that I can't continue to lecture. To me, a great and merciful providence seems to be standing behind it all." So at the age of 42, Edith became a Carmelite nun and took the religious name Teresa, Blessed by the Cross. And how about us? Can we trust that when the doors of our plans or hopes have closed, can we trust that God in His providence only allows this because He is opening a better door for us to pass through? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In July of 1942, the Dutch Catholic bishops publicly protested against the Nazi deportation of Jews. In retaliation, the Nazis arrested all Catholics of Jewish descent in the Netherlands, including Edith Stein. Now, in the months just before this, she had been working on a book on the science of the cross, according to St. John of the Cross, who taught that transforming union with Jesus is the goal of every person's life, and that suffering and death were the greatest means to that goal because they stripped us of all that gets in the way. Well, she finished this book, the writing of this book, on Sunday, August 2nd, and that afternoon, she was arrested by the Gestapo at the Carmel in Echt, and she was taken, along with her sister Rosa, who had also converted to Catholicism and was working as a lay assistant at the convent. They were both taken to the Westerbork transit camp. And there, a local man tried to bring the prisoners some comfort. and he later recounted that while all the other prisoners were literally out of their minds with fear and despair, her composure and self-control seemed otherworldly. And when he started to express his sympathy, Edith took his hand, shook it firmly, and assured him that there was no need to worry about them, for they were in God's hands. Then on August 7th, they were deported from Westerbork to Auschwitz, where Edith and her sister Rosa were murdered in the gas chambers on this day, August 9th, 1942. What could have allowed Edith to stay so peaceful in the midst of such a violent storm? Well, she knew that the goal of life and the way to perfect happiness was by union with Jesus Christ, and that suffering cleared away the obstacles, and that death was the doorway to perfect joy. But secondly, she was convinced that because God was her father, then no matter what happens, she would be okay. In fact, it would indeed be the best. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
One time, I was confessing to a priest that I am very intolerant and judgmental of the faults and weaknesses of other people. And he gave me this quote from Edith Stein as my penance, and I've never forgotten it. She writes, "If up to now a person has been more or less contented with himself, the time for that is over. He will do what he can to change the unpleasant things he finds in himself, but he will soon discover quite a bit that can't be called beautiful and yet will be nearly impossible to change. As a result, he will slowly become small and humble, increasingly patient and tolerant toward the specks in his brother's eyes, now that he has so much trouble with the beam in his own. And eventually, he will be able to look at himself in the unblinking light of the divine presence and learn to entrust himself to the power of divine mercy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what did you think of this saint?
And I did not know enough about Edith Stein. Even when, I know when we were just in Poland, people were talking a lot more about her because we visited Auschwitz, but I think I'm so struck by her absolute hunger for truth and knowledge, because I feel like that's something I really desire right now. And I think I was surprised to even know that there was someone pursuing it in that sense so early in the 20th century.
Yeah, and she, at one point, she was asked to translate a number of things by Thomas Aquinas.
Mm-hmm.
And she did such a fantastic job in the translation from Latin to German, and her commentary on it, and the way that she showed that the philosophy and theology, the teaching of Thomas Aquinas, mm-hmm. was really the answer for the 20th century, all the errors of 20th century bad philosophy and what led up to it. She was just, like, you hit it the nail on the head. She had a hunger for truth, but we all have a hunger for truth, like we have a hunger for food. But it's so clear, you know, everyone out there, I have three grandsons, Teresa has three nephews, and We cook a big meal every Sunday, like really good food. And what do the grandsons want when first thing they come in? Papa, is it time for ice cream? Can we have ice cream? All they want is junk, and they don't want to eat the good food.
Yeah, I get that too sometimes. I get that more frequently than I would like to admit.
But isn't that how we are with our intellect, our soul, the power of our soul, the intellect, hungers to be fed by reality in the form of truth.
The thought that she even went to visit a friend and was like, I should go into their library and just see if there's something that would.
But she had cultivated a lifetime of searching. She had a curiosity, a good curiosity, a desire, and she saw, and she practiced eating good meals of truth.
Yeah. Now, I did see somewhere, I don't know if this is, I don't know exactly how they define it or what the prerequisites are, but when I looked up Edith Stein, the first article that popped up was saying, Edith Stein, is she on the way to becoming a doctor of the church? What does it take to become a doctor of the church? And is that true and applicable to her?
It could be. I would suggest for this reason. First of all, what does it take to become a doctor of the church? You have to be holy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a heroic life of virtue. And your life has to be one that's worth being imitated by all people in some facet. Like Therese the Little Flower, both her life and her teaching of the little way was something that universally we should all practice. So a doctor of the church is somebody who's there, they were holy, heroic virtue, their life was one to be imitated by all, but then they have a specific teaching that everybody should know. And Edith Stein was a very profound thinker about the role of women in the world. And maybe she could become a doctor of the church because of that contribution to really help us understand what is the real specific role of women, the real contribution, the unique contribution that women should be making to the world. Because the sad part of the second half of the 20th century is that we've told women, if you want to have value, you got to be like a man, which is totally wrong. Now, I ran across something that struck me in her writings about the value of women. Let me share this with you just for a second. I'd like your comment on
it. Sure. I was actually going to ask, because if that was an essay or something she wrote, I'd be very curious.
Yeah. She wrote that a woman's vocation essentially is the protection of life and the preservation of the family. Now, you got to put this in context. She wasn't married. And she was in the 1920s and 30s. I mean, this was unique. She was a single woman who was in a man's world of philosophy, academics, and she was on the top. So this was uncommon. So she was a pioneer in a woman being out in the world and making a real contribution, but at the same time, she makes this statement.
Yeah.
How does this strike you? Or what do you... It caught my attention because it doesn't say... She didn't say the only place for a woman is in the home. But she did... This is a striking statement.
I'd have to chew on it a lot longer to give you an answer on that.
Or I would suggest maybe dig into her writings.
Yeah. I would love to read, as much as I'm sure I will get to around to reading about her, I would love to just begin by reading what she wrote.
Yeah. The book that she finished the day she was arrested, The Science of the Cross, I would not suggest starting with that one.
That's fair. But well, I heard she wrote some essays, and I'd be very interested in that.
Yeah, but specifically on the uniqueness, the genius of women.
Mm-hmm.
That may be the unique contribution that for which she could become a doctor of the church.
What?
We don't we need it so much in our culture?
Yeah. Now more than ever.
And God, saints don't arise by accident.
Mm-hmm.
God gives saints to a specific time frame as an answer to the problems of the time frame.
Mm.
But Edith Stein's writings on women are too little known. Well, there you go. You said you have a hunger for truth.
And you give me something to eat.
Yeah. But now you have to
follow up on it.
You have to do the work.
Well, then I will resolve to dive into her work.
And then you can write the next meditation on her.
We'll see about that.
But I would be very interested in you doing the work to read her writings, and then you could share with me and we could
that
talk
I can
about
agree
them.
With.
Good. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.